WNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 54. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 25. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 56. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, customers of the Kansas Gas Service across the state will be seeing a new separate line item on their monthly bill starting in December for the costs that were incurred during the winter storm of February 2021. WIBW reports that customers will be seeing a charge of anywhere between $4 to $6 a month added to their monthly service, and they say the monthly charge will be updated either upwards or downwards depending on collections twice a year over a 10-year term. Kansas Gas Service did, however, say that that would be saving customers roughly $36.3 million in the long run from the original plan of charging individuals up to $14 additionally each month. The first charge for residential customers will be set at $5.64 and will decrease to $5.11 during the first adjustment in the mid-year of 2023. If anybody has any questions or would like to understand more, they can go to the website at kansasgasservice.com/securitization. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Attention Wichita and surrounding area residents. This is a notification of payment relief. Payment relief may be available for those who qualify until January 2023.
Rusty Eckford has over 350 vehicles available. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and pre-owned, and our inventory is moving fast. Our low, low pricing keeps them moving quick. Plus, our high trade-in values and financing as low as 0.99% APR will help you get the low payment you deserve. Plus, for a limited time, you may qualify for payment relief up to January of 2023. That's right. Make no payments up to January 2023 with the purchase of your new or pre-owned vehicle for a limited time only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR available on select certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest accrues from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit and expire at month's end.
With the winter season upon us and the holidays around the corner, the American Journal of Preventive Medicine says that a number of Americans see an increase in depression around this time of year. As according to doctors, they call the seasonal affective disorder SAD, or S-A-D, and doctors across Kansas say it's something you shouldn't just ignore.
You know that the daylight is coming down and your body starts to shift down with it. You start to feel maybe a little bit less energy. You might want to start eating more carbohydrates. You get those cravings. You maybe start sleeping more, maybe going to sleep earlier, sleeping later. For a certain percentage of people, what we think is about 20% of the people, they end up really getting diagnosed with something like this and needing to get more aggressive treatment for it.
That was Dr. Trey Tucker on KWCH News, where he says the best way to counter these issues are to try to adjust your body to the same time as daylight.
It helps your circadian rhythm to know, okay, it's morning, we're starting our day, now it's night, we're kind of starting to shut down. But also the light itself gives your body some vitamin D, so that makes you feel better inside.
Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A new health care program has been created between the CHI Health Good Samaritan, along with Creighton University in the state of Nebraska, to try and solve the health care worker shortage in the state.
I think it's very difficult sometimes to attract people that didn't grow up in a rural community, because they usually view certain rural areas, especially Nebraska, that there's just cows and cornfields everywhere.
That was Kirk Coleman, the president of CHI Good Samaritan on KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say the program gives opportunities for students to learn both at Omaha and Kearney, Nebraska, and could attract internal medicine and psychiatry students, where they could start their practices in rural communities across the state. The program will include the students spending their first 2 years in residency at Bergen Mercy, and then finish up at Good Samaritan in Kearney, where they say central Nebraska won't see physicians come from the program until 2025. Mid-America Network News.
Attention Wichita and surrounding area residents. This is a notification of payment relief. Payment relief may be available for those who qualify until January 2023.
Rusty Eck Ford has over 350 vehicles available. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and pre-owned, and our inventory is moving fast. Our low, low pricing keeps them moving quick. Plus, our high trade-in values and financing as low as 0.99% APR will help you get the low payment you deserve. Plus, for a limited time, you may qualify for payment relief up to January of 2023. That's right. Make no payments up to January 2023 with the purchase of your new or pre-owned vehicle for a limited time only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR available on select certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest accrues from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit and expire at month's end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Engineers, the architect, construction manager, bond, and legal counsel met with Marshall County commissioners last week to discuss options for moving forward with jail construction. The following options were discussed: continuing forward with the lease purchase, meeting with local banks to determine interest before continuing. This would move forward with a special election prompted by a petition certifying some 500 valid signatures challenging the board's earlier decision to finance about half of a possible $12.5 million project. A second option would be general obligation bonds. This would use up most of the county's debt limit. The bonds would have to be rated. An option would be special legislative general obligation bond sales tax. This would take state legislation and be funded through sales tax, but would delay construction. And the county could create a public building commission, which would build the facility, and the county would lease the facility. This would consist of two separate protest periods. More discussed the options. No decision's been made at this time. Community meetings will be held to discuss and display plans for the new facility as soon as a decision is made as to which direction of funding the board will take. Reportedly, several at the meeting said communication about whichever method is chosen is key. A single public town hall meeting some years back was held previous to moving forward with the decision to authorize construction and pursue bond financing through a lease purchase agreement. Commissioners reviewed payroll and insurance costs last week, opening discussion of pay increases next year. Significant increases in health insurance premiums prompted consideration as to employer contribution levels. No decisions were made, and the matter will move forward. The 2023 budget has roughly a 10% increase in combined pay increase and benefits cost factored in. Washington County Commissioners voted to approve just over $28,000 from the general fund of a health department who had reported an October shortfall. All grant funds had reportedly been spent. Health Department reserve funds had been transferred and spent earlier in October, and an advance had been approved first of the year to cover expenses. It was reported later that a large deposit just days ahead of the meeting would have allowed covering the $28,000 shortfall, but commissioners opted to leave the initial transfer for the time being. It was noted vaccine purchases in October were significant, and costs then recovered as flu shots were administered. Margie Anderson has accepted the newly created position, part-time janitorial and part-time senior services for Nemaha County. Commissioners voting unanimously to approve a resolution last week prohibiting political signs on county property, and they discussed pay and employee benefits for 2023. 55% of some 7,000 registered voters in Marshall County cast ballots in the November 8th general election. The number of registered voters up almost 500 over the 2018 election, where 59% took part. 63% of Washington County voters went to the polls, nearly 30% voting in advance, another 15% voting by mail. Sarah A. Throm, age 73, of Beatty, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday, noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Sarah Throm. John Payshaw, age 57, of Marysville, passed away Friday at a Lincoln hospital. Massive Christian burial Friday at 10:30 with the rosary at 10, visitation at 9 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for John Payshaw. John W. Jack Nork, age 86 of Topeka, passed away November 17. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 2:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with the rosary at 2. Visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jack Nork.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions staying much drier this week and temperatures will continue to improve. Temperatures will stay slightly above average this week. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. For today, sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. More sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid 50s. And mostly clear over Tuesday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Still staying sunny on Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Staying partly cloudy over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Slightly cooler but still very nice throughout the day on Thanksgiving. Sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And mostly clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Temperatures warming back up on Friday, still staying sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s and clear Friday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 53, record high on this date 75. The average low 31 and the record low 9 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:11, sunrise in the morning at 7:14.
The time to protect your evergreens from winter burn is now. We will share some seasonal tree tips today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 21st, the 325th day of the year. Actresses Goldie Hawn and Nicolette Sheridan share a birthday. Evergreen trees with winter burn are easy to spot. They've turned a brown or rusty color, usually on the side facing the sun. It comes from winter dehydration, when the tree is unable to replace evaporated moisture due to drought or heavily frozen ground. To prevent winter burn, water trees well this fall before the ground freezes and consider wrapping with burlap to shield from drying winds and excess transpiration. If you already have damaged trees, there's some good news. Most damage isn't permanent. Once new growth begins, you can remove the dead stem. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice online at almanac.com.
Shop local this holiday season with Reflections Hallmark in Marysville. Their famous Hallmark holiday ornaments and cards are in stock. Pick up holiday stocking stuffers with $1 and $5 tables. For every bargain hunter, there is a bargain. 40% off special holiday pieces while they last, and last year's ornaments are now 75% off. Open Monday through Saturday. Ring in the holidays with Reflections.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big weekend of football across the state of Kansas, starting off with the Kansas City Chiefs after coming back in the second half of the game and winning by 3 points, 30-27 against the Los Angeles Chargers. Kansas City was down at 20-13 at the half before squeaking out the victory with two touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Kelce alone on the right, coming across to the left. On the run, Kelce! Kelce, touchdown!
The final touchdown for the Chiefs came with 33 seconds left in the game to put them 3 points over the Chargers. That keeps Kansas City up at the top of the AFC West with a record of 8-2. The Chargers are number two now in the AFC West, sitting 5-5 for the season. Kansas City comes back home to Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday next week with a 3:25 kickoff in the afternoon against the Los Angeles Rams. It is a non-conference game for the Kansas City Chiefs as the Rams are sitting bottom of the NFC West with an overall record of the season so far at 3-7. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
College football finished off with a big weekend for the Kansas State Wildcats as the number 15 Wildcats took on West Virginia over the weekend on the road and won 48-31. They're back on a two-game winning streak now and still sitting number two in the Big 12 Conference with conference play at 6-2. Their overall record for the season right now is at 8-3. Kansas State took a dominant early lead in the first quarter, 28-19, and maintained their dominance throughout the game against the Mountaineers. We are coming up in the final week of college football's regular play with the Sunflower Showdown coming up this Saturday against the Jayhawks. In Kansas football, on the other hand, they didn't fare out as well as the Texas Longhorns ended up dominating them at home 55-14, putting Longhorns number 24 in the AP national polls. Kansas City is on a two-game losing streak now as they are nearing the bottom of the Big 12 conference right now with 6-5 for the overall record. Conference plays at 3-5. In Oklahoma football over the weekend, it was the interstate rivalry with the Sooners and the Cowboys, with the Sooners running away with the victory 28-13.
On a chilly night in Axtell, Kansas, the Eagles of Axtell move on to the state championship in pursuit of back-to-back undefeated seasons and back-to-back eight-man Division II state championships. Defeating the Eagles of Canton Galva here tonight, 36-32 on what was the Brandon Schmelzley show in the first quarter. Schmelzley started off the scoring, catching a 25-yard touchdown pass from Isaac Detweiler, and then put in a 2-yard touchdown run, making it 22-6 Axtell. Canton Galva answered back with a 1-yard touchdown run by Garrett Malby, making it 12-8. A 2-yard touchdown run by Detweiler made it 20-8 before Canton Galva got another one right before quarter, making our halftime score 20-16. Coming out of half, Isaac Detweiler fumbled the ball on the second play of the game, but three touchdowns in that half prevailed Axtell to a 36-32 win here tonight. Of course, the Eagles will take on Thunder Ridge Saturday for the 8-man Division II state championship down in Newton, kickoff at 11 a.m. On the call for KNDY Radio, I am Max Blasky.
Axtell Eagles defeat Canton Galva 36-32 in 8-man Division II sub-state action on Friday. Axtell moves on to face Thunder Ridge in the state championship at Newton Saturday at 11. Thunder Ridge defeated Dighton 58-12. Centralia fell to St. Mary's 46-16. Nemaha Central beat Sabetha 30-14. Clay Center shut out by Andale 36-0. Wamego over McPherson 33-16. And in six-man championship action in Nebraska, Parkview Christian took Pawnee City 50-25.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. As the temperatures drop outdoors, they may also drop indoors as we turn down the heat to conserve energy. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fortunately, most houseplants can tolerate consistently cool temperatures even in the mid-50s. In fact, they often do better in cooler homes since the humidity is slightly higher. Cacti and succulents thrive in the cooler winter temperatures and often flower in spring. Move plants out of drafty locations and away from cold windows to avoid a chill. Moving the plant back just a foot or two can make a big difference in the temperature. And never trap your plants between the window and curtain. The pocket of air in this area can be too cold in winter and too hot in summer. Keep a close eye on African violets, begonias, and other houseplants that like it warm. Monitor your plants and watch for wilting, discolored leaves, or poor growth and adjust their location as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
Before he was known as Buffalo Bill, he was simply William Cody. We all assume he must have some connection to Buffalo to get his nickname. The title actually came from a contest on the High Plains in the spring of 1868. The details of the event that gave us an American legend is today's edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Lori Millensiver says it all began with two well-known hunters on the High Plains.
William Cody was out here at Fort Hays, and he was harvesting buffalo to feed the railroad workers that were working out that direction. And Bill Comstock was out at Fort Wallace, and he was also harvesting buffalo.
In 1867, William Cody was contracted to provide 12 buffalo per day to help feed the 2,000 men building the railroad. He was paid $500 per month, compared to railroad laborers who received about $30 per month.
They both heard of each other as being great buffalo hunters, and so a wager was made and a contest was set, and they met sort of here in the middle in Logan County and had a contest to see who could kill the most buffalo in one day.
So in the spring of 1868, the two met near Oakley, Kansas, for a contest to determine who could kill the most buffalo in one day.
Cody was the winner. He killed 69 buffalo to 48 of Comstock. And he had a way of killing the buffalo, rounding them up and getting them in a circular manner so that he could pick off the buffalo as they were circling back toward him.
His effective hunting method led him to win the contest and provide thousands of buffalo for the railroad.
And he did kill 4,280 for the railroad, and then his work was completed. And he really wasn't a buffalo hunter, per se. That wasn't going to be his field.
He went on to be known for Wild West shows that traveled the nation and the world. But it was the contest in Oakley that helped name and build the fame of Buffalo Bill Cody. Traveling the countryside,
in Oakley, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCray.
Let Wymore and Blue Springs be your official holiday season kickoff with their annual Holiday Treasure Hunt and Holiday Appreciation Night, November 25th. Pick up treasured hunt tickets, business maps, and purchase those raffle tickets from 8 a.m. until 3:30 at the Wymore Community Center. The hunt in Wymore and Blue Springs kicks off at 5 with drawings awarded at 7 in Wymore. Your invitation to the Wymore and Blue Springs annual treasure hunt from J&M Liquor and Main Street Hair Design. J&M Liquor in Wymore has you covered through the holiday season. No snow or sleet will stop J&M from serving you the best in spirits, liquor, hard ciders, craft beers, or their newest Yellowstone bourbon. Stocked now with beer steins, get one before they are gone. Here with all your holiday party favors, open until 9 nightly or until midnight Friday and Saturday. J&M Liquor, along the highway in Wymore. Main Street Hair Design in Wymore offers you more than just your regular hair routine. Lori and the team also do manicures, pedicures, waxes, and makeup. Take the style of the salon home with you by picking up Matrix and Loma hair products during your next stop. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 until 5, Saturday, 8:30 until 1, and now Monday, 1 until 5, and let Lori give you the best hair treatment in town. An invitation to the annual Wymore and Blue Springs Holiday Treasure Hunt from J&M Liquor and Main Street Hair Design in Wymore.
Artists are flocking to the wool market. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A program called Shave 'em to Save 'em links fiber artists with people selling the wool of endangered sheep as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
The way to save endangered breeds of livestock is to give them a job. The Livestock Conservancy created a Shave 'em to Save 'em initiative to establish a market for the wool of rare and endangered sheep breeds and make it economically viable for farmers to raise them. Sindra Kirscher is the organization's program coordinator. She says thousands of fiber artists have connected with shepherds and other wool resellers.
They enroll through rarewool.org is the website. And they connect through several routes. We have a Shave 'em to Save 'em Facebook group, and enrolled fiber providers can actually advertise in the Facebook group. They post photos of their sheep, which fiber artists love to see. They post photos of their fleeces when they're available for sale. And then another way is we have an online breeders directory on our website, and that's livestockconservancy.org.
Artists have created everything from mittens to baby sweaters to rugs from the wool and hair of 23 endangered sheep breeds. Kirscher says working with different types of wool has expanded opportunities for the fiber artists and created an economic boon for the farmers.
We've had fiber providers, actual shepherds, tell us that they've expanded their sales by 60% or more. Some folks were just paying the shearer every year and throwing the wool in their compost pile, using it to, you know, to mulch around their tomato plants or just storing it in the barn in bags. And then now they're actually selling it.
Kirscher says the three-year program was set to end in February of 2022, but because of its popularity, it's been extended indefinitely. Learn more about the Shave 'em to Save 'em program at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching. Watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. You are weary, come home.
You, but I have a terrible sense of direction. If your directions end with, you can't miss it, you can bet I will miss it. I'm so thankful for step-by-step directions from a GPS that help get me from point A to point B. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Having a GPS for money is important too. I may think I'm on the right path with my finances, but without some wise counsel, it's easy to get off track. A financial guide helps me and my family know we're on the right road to being wise with money. And it helps us understand our enough so we don't head off on the side roads of overspending or buying stuff you just don't need. What's most important is that you're on a journey that aligns with your faith and values. Once you have a clear direction for your finances, it's so much easier to know where you're going, and that will lead to a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
The reasons why farmers use fertilizers. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
If the world didn't have fertilizers, it would be a much hungrier place. Nutrien is one of the largest fertilizer companies in the world. That's where Carl Lyant works as director of agronomy.
As plants grow, they remove nutrients from the soil. And if we don't replace them, we will degrade our soil fertility and our soil health. And that's where the fertilizers come into play. Such a big leap in human history and in our ability to produce yield and calories.
Wyant maintains that fertilizers are essential for producing enough food for the world.
Fertilizers are so popular and such a critical tool that they're producing over half of our yields now. And so when you think about fertilizers, if anyone asks you at Thanksgiving or maybe at the Christmas party, why do you use fertilizers? Fertilizer technologies produce calories, and that is such a key to food security and to supporting our global population.
Synthetic fertilizers have been criticized for their environmental impact, and the nation of Sri Lanka banned their use in 2021, along with pesticides. Farmers there were not able to adjust and suffered tremendous yield losses. The government reversed the ban later in the year. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
OCZ's Paintworks is truly thankful for the men and women who voluntarily don the uniform of the United States military. These brave individuals protect America and our allies. Thank you and have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone. From the proud military supporters of at OCZ's Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca. Blue Valley Door Company is thankful for the brave men and women of the military and hopes they are safe and sound. Happy Thanksgiving to all from Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice. Service and install all types of doors and openers. Seamless guttering as well for farm, industrial, residential doors and openers.
At News from the Good America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. While many are enjoying some farm incomes that have been rising over the last year, but expenses have been rising too. Mike Doherty is the senior economist with the Illinois Farm Bureau, and he says...
Yeah, we've had increases, year-over-year increases, just in the last 12 months. This is rather, it is definitely significant. In almost all your fertilizer categories, and, you know, for corn, it's mostly you're talking about nitrogen, but also DAP, your diammonium phosphate, and those products, those input costs for corn and beans have gone up somewhere between 50 to 80% increase in the last 12 months. So on the other hand, relative to prices, we had high prices back in 2011, 12, and going into 2013. And back then, the input costs were actually even higher than what we're experiencing now.
He goes on to say that the jury right now is still out for what's going to happen for the next year in the agriculture industry.
So the real, where we're really nervous is not just how much they've gone up this year, but what are we in for input costs next year, and particularly if you combine those input cost increases with increased seed costs, and the seed costs are expected to go up quite a bit going into 2022, and then you throw on top of it landlords asking for a 5 or 10% increase especially in cash rent. These are really going to add up and are going to narrow the profit margin next year.
He says many of the outside forces have also increased the pricing and the cost of agriculture with new farm buildings due to maybe some lumber and other prices with raw materials and distribution of goods that are also on the rise across the nation. There is the ongoing concern about inflation with the spending at the federal level as well, along with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Shopping small and local this holiday season feels good, so pass along these good tidings with gift boxes from Yoder Meats. Our gift boxes are filled with locally sourced meats, steaks, snacks, and cheeses. What a wonderful way to show love and appreciation to family, friends, clients, and employees. Call or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location to discuss options for standard or custom design boxes perfect for your needs. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. This holiday season, give the taste of old-fashioned flavor from Yoder Meats in Yoder and 3 locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News on your side.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Folks who raise endangered sheep breeds have found a new market by connecting with fiber artists. You gotta shave them to save them on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming Magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
To save endangered breeds of livestock is to give them a job. The Livestock Conservancy created a Shave 'em to Save 'em initiative to establish a market for the wool of rare and endangered sheep breeds and make it economically viable for farmers to raise them. Cindra Kirscher is the organization's program coordinator. She says thousands of fiber artists with a passion for making art out of wool have connected with shepherds and other wool resellers.
They enroll through rarewool.org is the website, and they connect through several routes. We have a Shave 'em to Save 'em Facebook group, and enrolled fiber providers can actually advertise in the Facebook group. They post photos of their sheep, which fiber artists love to see. They post photos of their fleeces when they're available for sale. And then another way is we have an online breeders directory on our website, and that's livestockconservancy.org.
Kirscher says working with different types of wool from 23 endangered sheep species has expanded opportunities for the fiber artists and created an economic boon for the farmers.
We've had fiber providers actual shepherds tell us that they've expanded their sales by 60% or more. Some folks were just paying the shearer every year and throwing the wool in their compost pile, using it to, you know, to mulch around their tomato plants or just storing it in the barn in bags. And now they're actually selling it.
Kircher says the three-year program was set to end in February of 2022, but has been extended indefinitely. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about the Shave 'em to Save 'em program at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you. Well, China is a concern as we're in this midday portion of the markets. Black seed oil is also a concern. Brazilian weather is a concern as well. But the good news is corns and beans are above their 100-day averages. And so here's what we're looking at currently. Right now, you're looking at corn for December at 662 and a half. That's down 5 1/4 right now. March corn, 666. That's down 4 on this Monday. Kansas City wheat for December, 937 3/4. That's up 3 1/2 right now. Kansas City wheat for March at 925 1/2. That's up 1 3/4. December oats at 397 3/4. That's up 1 1/2. Oats for March at 395 3/4. That's up 4 3/4. January soybeans up 7 1/4 at 1435 1/2. Soybeans for March at 1440. That's up 6 3/4. December cotton, 81.17 is your current price. That's down $3.99. Also, March cotton down $3.99 at 79.79. Live cattle for December up 30 cents at 153.37. Live cattle for February up 72.5 cents at 156.57. Feeder cattle for January, 182.62. That's up $1.85. Feeder cattle for March at 184.95. That's up $1.82.5. Crude oil for December, $79.86 is your current price. That's down 22 cents. Crude oil for January, $80.32, and that's up 21 cents currently. Gold for December, $17.40.60. That's down $13.80. Silver for December, $20.90. That's down 9 cents. The Dow is up 14 right now. S&P down 12. NASDAQ down 113 on this Monday.
During November, we're celebrating Yes-Member with savings and discounts all month long at Rusty Export. Yes, all new Fords in stock priced under MSRP, up to $3,800 off. Yes, we have discounts available when you order your new Ford with us, too. Yes, we'll take anything in on trade, no matter what you owe and no matter what it is. Yes, we will get you the finance option that fits your needs. Yes, Rusty Eck Ford has what you're looking for with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available. We're making it easy to say yes to your new Ford with big discounts up to $3,800 under MSRP. Top dollar for any trade and financing options for everyone. At Rusty Eck Ford, Wichita's only President's Award winning dealer, 2 years running. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees, all rebates and dealer stock number 22T518, MSRP 59780, sale price 55939. Cannot be combined with other offers with approved credit. Negative equity could affect financing terms and approval. Negative equity will carry over to new purchase. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offers expire on that.
After Hours Feed Supply has protein if you cattlemen are getting those cows out on stocks. 28% AN and 2810 with urea on hand in 200-pound hard-cooked tubs. Call Bob today or stop by and pick up yours at After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 77.
Innovation requires rare and brilliant minds, but K-State's ever-improving agronomy facilities boast the means for such innovation to take place. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State professor in precision agriculture and department head of agronomy, Raj Khosla, discusses K-State College of Agronomy's role in advancements of precision agriculture.
How do we continue to enjoy what we do, produce more food, do it more efficiently, and do it in a sustainable manner? I mean, those are the four goals of precision agriculture systems since inception. In agronomy, we have 100% placement of our students. So if you have students, kids, or cousins, or siblings, or whoever in whatever capacity, send them to K-State. In fact, not only 100% placement, if kids have it their way, they could have more than one job when they graduate out of the agronomy program and other programs in College of Agriculture. So we would really welcome their participation and preparation for us to continue to farm well with limited resources and be outstanding in our field.
Kolsla describes what sets K-State's agronomy facilities apart.
We have Agronomy North Farm right at the campus. And that's such a valuable asset that we have. Taking students from crop science class to the crop science lab in Agronomy Education Center takes you less than 10 minutes. Right next to that is the extension and outreach. We can bring in our farmers and stakeholders and other for them to see and touch and feel what those new technologies are. Run a demonstration farm there. Another element I must mention that many of our faculty members are working on putting together a farm of the future right there so that our farmers and our rural communities can come and see and touch and feel and pick and choose what may work in their operations and what they want to embrace a few years later. And then empowering our undergraduates to be well-educated in the agriculture of the future. I think we're getting closer and closer to realizing that vision we have here at K-State.
Kolsla goes on to mention the upcoming upgrades to K-State's agronomy facilities and how they will advance the future of precision ag.
This revitalization project that President Linton is leading here at K-State is going to give a big shot in our arm because the vision is to create a new research and innovation center at Agronomy North Farm. That will enable us to do interdisciplinary, cutting-edge work, working closely with engineers and social scientists and agronomists and soil scientists and creative thinkers from across the campus, and also with private partners. The private partners are the ones that take that innovation and convert it into a product and take it to the farmers and farmers community.
That was Raj Kolsla, K-State professor in precision agriculture and department head of agronomy, discussing K-State's capacity for fueling innovation within precision agriculture. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
KNDY.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.